Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me here this morning, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with the Mindfulness Stress Relief coming up live. meditation at 7:15 a.m., so thank you for joining me this morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, the last Monday in June. Summer's here, yay! 6/27, that's June 27th, and happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating your nuptials, excuse me, your birthday. Those tea this morning. Excuse me. Happy birthday to Chicago's own Sasha Dalton, whose birthday was just this Saturday, the 25th. So happy birthday, Sasha. Sasha put together the Gospel Fest that you may or may not have attended. She is the originator, and we've had her on the show to come and talk about it. And I've got a book. I'm reading it. It is simply awesome. If you don't have your own copy, then you got to get it because, you know, you learn about things that happen behind the scenes, especially at City Hall. I'm just saying, it's the truth, straight from the horse's mouth. So be sure and get to Sasha's book, The Unplugged History of Gospel Music. So be sure and check it out. And tomorrow is Election Day. If you... excuse me, look out your window and you like what you see, don't vote. But if you don't like what you see, you need to head to the polls. They open at 6 a.m., so be sure and you be there. I'll be there at 7 Jody's show will be on. I'll just take my phone with me. And on a note, I noticed on the news this morning, Congressman Danny Davis has been serving since 1977. He is on the ballot with tough competition. Jonathan Jackson is running for Congress, too, of the 7th District. So that will be interesting tomorrow. But today we're talking about something that has been in the news all over the place. But we've got a different twist to it because if you ever could sit in on our conversations on Sundays, we have a sister meeting of all the female solution hosts every Sunday at 9 a.m. And I was like, we have got to record that and take some excerpts from it because the things that are said during that time, it's like, oh, the audience needs to hear that. So we're working on that for you. But anyway, today's topic is preventing violence against women and missing women in the city of Chicago. All these women are missing and nobody cares. And then someone sent me a text. And I could not believe what I saw. Actually, it was a photo. And I'm going to post it on my blog after the show. And it said something to the effect of the cost of gold as compared to the cost of melanin. I'm just saying. Melanin costs more than gold. And you wonder why women are missing. It's always about this and this. I rest my case. Anyway, my guest today will be Devorah Williams. She's a community activist. I've been knowing her for years from the Westside Ministers Coalition, and she's going to join us. And if you go to my blog, selvaspeaks.wordpress.com, you'll see the information there. If you're listening online, let us know what city you're watching us from, and you'll be able to post your comments on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. When you go to YouTube, you see that. Type in Higher Learning TV Show channel, and you'll see that logo, and you'll know you're at the right place, so just subscribe, and thank you for doing that ahead of time. Oh, and our Facebook page, HLN TV Show. And always remember, somebody somewhere is a diabetic and don't know it. I was pre-diabetic for 10 years. Go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free recipe that I drink every morning, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. If I reverse type 2 diabetes, anybody can do it. Anywho, just want to share that with you. If you're headed out and about today, you can expect some delays because it is Monday, the week before going out of town, and it is a hot mess outside. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of Chicago-itech.com. And if you have ever wanted to travel to the Caribbean or Africa or Hawaii, Vegas, anywhere in the world, you can go there with barter dollars from the Chicago.itech.com. And there are no reported delays on Metro or CTA, but on the expressway is a whole other story, honey. It is a hot mess on the Kennedy inbound. It is 39 minutes inbound. Slight delays reporting if you're headed to the airport, of course. Outbound is 21 minutes. On the Eden's inbound, Lake Cook to the junction, 36 minutes in, 22 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's 40 minutes in. It is jam-packed. And 29 minutes on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays, 95th to downtown. 25 minutes inbound, 16 on the reverse. Bishop Ford, 11 in, 9 out. And DuSable, Jean, I just had a brain freeze. DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 9 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather smart. Goodbye. Karen Kelly of Chicago.itex.com. It is 7:11, and it is time for your Monday morning inspiration. And as I've always told you before, the inspiration that I get is from a young man by the name of Mike House. And if you don't know who Mike House is and you want to get on his list, then Google him. He's there. Mike House. It's like the house you live in. And today's message, Mike House says, many of us have heard the story of the reporter catching Gandhi as he boarded a train and asking him, what is your message to the people? Gandhi replied, my life is my message. All right. The truth is that in that statement is that each of our lives is our message to the world. Our lives communicate in overt and covert ways what we think, feel, and believe. The things we say, the places we go, the habits we keep, and those we try each new year to break. All of it creates the words, sentences, and paragraphs in our book of life that we share with the world. If my particular book is a book of separation, lack, fear, and scarcity, how does this book contribute to the global library called A World That Works for All? As the writer and editor of my manuscript, Mike says, I am invited to edit accordingly. Do I need to rework the book that has thus been a horror story or a melodramatic soap opera? Is it time for me to give the genre, to change the genre? Each of us is invited on a regular basis to do a completive, meditative, contemplative, meditative, introspect work. What message does my life communicate? But who do you say that I am? That's from Matthew 16:15. And those are words of inspiration with Mike House. On Monday morning mindfulness. And as I said before, you can Google him. He will Google you back. Well, he will Google you back and put you on the list. He'll put you on the list. Okay. So that you can respond to his emails, his morning inspiration. He sends them out every day. And this is the good thing about it. You can't respond. You cannot respond. You can share it, but you can't respond because that has been a problem for a while, people sharing things, and it just takes up, you know, back and forth, song is singing all day, like you can't get any work done. And speaking of work, I did a little work yesterday. Be sure and go check out my Instagram page for the Higher Learning Network. We have been seeking donations for our programs, which is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which is every last Saturday of the month. And the next one for July is July 30th. And it's from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are always looking for ways to provide gifts and encouragement to the young people, because they are having a hard time. It's not like when we were growing up. It is rough out there being a child. So The Global Virtual Teen Talent is one of the projects that we're always asking money for. And if you see, go to our home program, our Instagram, hlm.homeless.project, and we're always looking for ways to collect funds. So we're always asking for donations, tax-deductible donations, and you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org for that. But if you go to our our Instagram page, you'll see the delivery we had last night. So thank you so very much. We have been asking for donations for generators. We finally got him a generator, so yay! Thank you so much, our audience, for participating. We got him a generator, and then I get there yesterday and discover that four more people are showing up every day. Four more young ladies, and they need four tents. So someone suggested, why don't you just get a tent for four people? And I was like, yeah, I can do that. And then someone was just saying, I want my own tent. I said, well, this is a community effort, so until you can do better, we're going to work on a tent for four people. Four young ladies showed up, and they are getting younger and younger. I don't know what is going on in this world, but children should not be homeless. Nobody should be homeless in America. But anyway, so check out our page there on our YouTube channel, and support the Teen Talent Contest. And also, when you support the Teen Talent Contest and anything else that we have, if you go to if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, you'll get a chance to see the T-shirts that we have decided, because we want to give you something for your money. So this is what we will be doing shortly, is inhaling affirmations and exhaling negative thoughts. So for those who want to contribute, this is what we have. We have these mirrors here that you can put on your dashboard in your car. And it's a recording camera, I should say. And you can also put this one on this road cam. And you get that when you make a donation for the T-shirt. You can get a T-shirt or you can get that. Either one. Donations of $25 or more, and you can get that. Either one. And more details are at higherlearningnetwork.org. But right now, you know what time it is? It is 7:17, and it's time for Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. So today, we're just going to do a little breathing to help relieve the stress in your life when you are confronted. Because it's there. And if it's not there, it's on the way. So the goal of this meditation is not to let your thoughts control you. We're not trying to control the thoughts. We're trying to stop letting them control you. And we do that purposely by focusing on the inside. Everything in this world is catered to the outside. It does not talk about personal development of the spirit, of the soul. And that's why this world is in so much chaos that it is right now. So this is the time that we been together this morning, and we're going to do some breathing. You just simply breathe, that's all. And we're going to inhale our affirmations and exhale our affirmations. How about that? So just sit up straight, get comfortable. However, whatever comfortable means to you, if you're even lying down, so let us begin. And close your eyes to enjoy the experience. Giving thanks that you are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. As we inhale deeply and exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. And as we inhale and exhale, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Because without the breath, we can do nothing. So let us begin to practice our affirmations with the breath. Inhale affirmations. And exhale negative self-talk. Breathing in and out through the nose so that you can feel that energy move through your body. Inhale affirmations. Exhale negative self-talk. self-talk, whatever that voice is in your head that's telling you what you can or cannot do, the possibilities of something negative happening, you inhale an affirmation. I am in divine order. My life is in divine order. So let's inhale that together. My life is in divine order. As we inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. Here's another t-shirt for you. Oh, I know you're going to love this. Let us inhale love and exhale fear. That feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Inhale love and exhale fear. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Once more, inhale love, because you are love. So inhale all that you are. Inhale love and exhale fear and hate. Inhale love and exhale hate. Let us continue, because if you need love, chances are it's self-love more than anything else. Real love comes from within. You can get real love from without, but the kind that stays with you forever and more is the love that we get when we take the time to nourish our mind, body, spirit. So let's inhale love and exhale anything other than love. Excuse me. Need love? That's what you do. Inhale love. Exhale anything other than love. Because self-love is what we experience today. Some of us doubt ourselves quite often, and that's why we have these affirmations. And this affirmation is inhale genius and exhale doubt. Yes, look at all these positive affirmations you're inhaling. Inhale genius and exhale doubt. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, let's do that one again. Inhale, genius. The genius that I am. And exhale, down. Blow it out. As we continue inhaling and exhaling our affirmation, this is my favorite. Meditate to activate. Meditate to activate. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull it up here so you can see it. Inhale. So that you can meditate and activate the genius within you. Once more, inhale and exhale. Inhaling and exhaling with the breath of life. As we continue to meditate and activate, let us inhale that which is so focused on in this world in which we live. Inhale wealth. And exhale debt. Well, how do we do that, Zelda, when all our credit cards are up to the limit? Debt begins in the mind and ends in the mind. So let us continue to inhale wealth and exhale debt. This is the affirmation for credit repair. Inhale wealth and exhale debt. And just sit with that and breathe that in and activate that in your mind, body, and spirit. Ah, this is a favorite. Inhale faith, yes. And exhale fear. Say that aloud. Say it out loud. Inhale faith. Inhale. And exhale fear. Fear of not having enough, of not knowing what to do, of not trusting the inner guidance. your compass that will never, ever steer you wrong. All you have to do is inhale faith. Inhale faith. And exhale fear. And just marinate in the goodness of faith. Because there's no room for faith and fear in the same room. Inhale faith once more. And exhale fear. And those are the affirmations that you can practice on a daily basis that will allow you the opportunity to inhale and exhale from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And you give yourself that experience by breathing in and breathing out. And since you like to take a lot of selfies, take this selfie. Inhale faith and exhale fear. Because when you take the selfie, you've got the phone up and you're looking at it like this, and you repeat the affirmation. That's the trick. Repeat the affirmation of inhaling and exhaling, inhaling faith, exhaling fear, inhaling wealth, exhaling debt. Meditate to activate. That's what it's all about. You are activating the power that is within you. See, they're never going to tell you about the power. They know you have the power. Who is they, Zelda? The powers that be that don't want you to know this. Trust and believe. That's why you have to meditate to activate. And inhale genius, exhale doubt. Need love? Yes, love. Self-love. Inhale love, exhale hate. And these are your affirmations for the day. So be sure and get your t-shirt. They're tax deductible online at higherlearningnetwork.org, and you can practice these affirmations on your own all day long. Every time you look at your phone, inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. All of that information is available on our site at It's available at higherlearningnetwork.org. Meditate to activate. And thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that breathing experience this morning. I know you're used to me going through the head and the neck and the shoulders, but you can do that on your own. This is a participatory session. This is not do it at home, okay? In the bathroom, walking down the street, wherever you need to do it, that's where you do it. So that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. We hope that you have enjoyed it. And we also hope that you will continue to enjoy the show. And remember that when you are faced with trials and tribulations and constant 24/7 bombardment of all the negativity from CNNBC, Fox 32, just all the TV stations, most of the radio stations, we don't realize that we're operating on a vibrational level. And if the vibrations that are coming to us, we are absorbing all that negativity. And you wonder why you walk around with attitude all day. Listen to what you're digesting. That's why we give thanks for the systems that are in our body that can guard us from the negativity, from all the noise, from all the nonsense. And all you got to do is get quiet. If you need to get some headphones and put in some healing frequency music, go to YouTube. There's plenty of it there, and just calm the body down. I noticed the other day I was watching a movie. It was rather violent. I was like, and I just happened to notice how tense my body was, and I was like, wow. So I carry that around with me all day. That's why we've got to meditate to activate. You be sure and check it out on my YouTube channel, Higher Learning, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and that information will be right there for you. So my blog is also on my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and and also, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. It is almost 7:30, and you can join the conversation at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and you will be able to join the conversation with Deborah Williams. She will be joining us. She is a community activist who has I have met and been in the presence of Dynamite Little Sister, and she's been doing what she's been doing forever. And I just want to share this with you before we get started, because we're all we're always telling you what we're doing to raise funds for the higherlearningnetwork.org and our youth programs and our homeless project. So this is the commercial that a promo that I have to play, because it allows you the opportunity to make money for your organization or yourself. So it just depends. And feel free to post your comments too here on our blog. Lorraine Price Henderson. Good morning, Ms. Zelda. Good morning, Lorraine. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if you're watching online on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, let us know what city you're calling us from, okay? And this is a way for you to earn some money and share it with your organization so they can earn some money too, so check it out. We've earned it and we want to share it with you. Okay, you want to play?
Okay. Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Our guest is having a few technical difficulties this morning, so we are working to get her on the line. You know, on Monday, it's just always something. That's the nature of the beast. It's just always something. So in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to play this for you, because if you know, tomorrow is the big day here in Chicago, and if you have not made up your mind about who you're going to vote for the next mayor of the city of Chicago, now would be a good time to do that. So I'm going to play that for you here until we can find out what the problem is for Deborah. So hold on.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hey, Pete McNally at 6 o'clock. Are you coming or not? Most of you know that Naima and myself have the pleasure and privilege.
What if you got so addicted to writing you couldn't keep yourself from it?
Join the Willie Wilson Foundation as he continues to support the community.
Tax are higher than ever.
Yes, they always, they're going to be high until we get some folks out of office and some new folks in office. And, you know, for all those who have the issue with his speech, get over it. I mean, just really get over it, because the man's heart is where it's supposed to be. How many of our politicians have a heart like that? He's not a politician. He's a humanitarian. He's a businessman. And for someone who has come from absolutely nothing, chopping cotton for what, a quarter a day or something like that, that people don't come along in your life like that often. So I'm just honored to be a part of this movement where we see the possibility of things changing and of things becoming better in this life, because right now there's a whole lot of chaos and confusion in the world. And, you know, they have, I won't say sort of, kind of, they really have us at in a chokehold, so to speak, because we live in fear, and that fear drives us, that fear motivates us to do or not to do. So that's something that we have to be aware of. Excuse me. And especially if you just joined us today, our topic is preventing violence against women, missing women, and missing women. And, well, this woman is missing no more, because I'm adding her to the stream here. She is joining the conversation, and you can join the conversation too. And Lorene Price Henderson says she is calling from Georgia. Hi, Lorene, down in Georgia. Thank you for sending some of that heat this way, girl, because we need it. It's always cold. My sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, sister from another mister, says, yes, we need to replace politicians with humanitarians with a heart. Go, Willie Wilson. You got that right. What could that look like? What would that look like if we had those kind of people? What kind of world would this be? I got to bring my sister in so she can share in this conversation. That's my executive producer, Naima. Yes, welcome, my sister. Thank you for joining me this morning. Looking all beautiful and things as you always do. Glorious, my sister. So glad to have you.
But you know, I've mastered the art of illusion, so thank you.
Girl, almost.
But yes, I look at Dr. Willie Wilson and how he just generously gives, and that really is the way anybody in leadership should be. You have to have benevolence. You have to desire to give to people without them owing you anything back. You just give because you have to give. And the name Naima actually means benevolence.
Ah.
It's loving and giving and unconditional love. You don't have to earn it. That's the skill that I would like to have. And when I see that in Dr. Willie Wilson, I realize that we are so used to being treated badly.
Yes.
We don't know how to receive someone who actually exemplifies the teachings of Jesus and Buddha and all of those loving guides and teachers that have showed us how humanity is supposed to interact. We're supposed to share. We're supposed to give. We're supposed to care. We're supposed to love. And when we do that, nobody's suffering. Nobody's angry. And nobody's hurt. And therefore, nobody will be hurting other people.
If we want to change the society to be the way we want it to be, all we have to do is just follow that example.
Mm-hmm.
Just share. Give what you have. Love other people. Don't judge them or decide, oh, I don't want to help this homeless person because they're probably on drugs. It doesn't matter what happened in their lives that got them to that point. They're a human being, and when you see them and need this gift, and I'm just so grateful that you've had such a big heart to awaken us to the need for people who are living outside. And that says something about our society, that they're out there, and we're blaming them for being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we blaming the people who are experiencing the consequences of us not sharing for being the ones at fault? They're there because we will not share. You got all of this buildings and structures that could provide comfort, and they're totally empty, but we're going to make people sleep outside in the cold or excessive heat and suffer. Does that make any sense?
No.
So when somebody like Willie Wilson demonstrates what it looks like when you actually are a humanitarian, which we all should be as human beings, people say, well, why should somebody like that be mayor? That's what you need. And I love Lori Lightfoot. She's a wonderful person. But Willie Wilson has challenged all of our elected officials to be like that. Don't think about how you can benefit from someone's suffering, how we have these laws that take advantage of people as soon as they are out of work. You're ready to throw them out of their home or boot their car and tow it and sell it and make a profit off of it. Or if they get sick, you send them to a hospital and have them go through all these expensive procedures that they can't afford, and then you want to take away all their possessions because they can't pay the bills. And all of these things that we keep doing that hurt people. And then we wonder why they react with anger and violence. So, yes, Dr. Willie Wilson is showing what it looks like when you share and how many lives you can impact and how you can change people's condition. And even if they still have to struggle, and even if just for that day they were able to eat, at least they're not hungry for that day.
For that day.
So, you know, when you pass somebody on the street and they got a little sign up and they're begging, don't think in your mind, oh,
don't go judging. Do not go judging. Don't do it.
Do not judge. If you have it to give, just give it. And if all you got on you is $5, well, you know what? If you got $100,000 in the bank and you got $5 in your pocket, give them $5 because you got more in the bank.
Right.
They don't have a bank account.
Be the humanitarian like Dr. Willie Wilson. Don't talk about it.
Be the humanitarian like him. And he's setting a good example. So we need to think about that. We're so used to leaders that ignore us or abuse us that we think that's normal. That's like somebody coming from an abusive household where your parents beat you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think that's what parents are supposed to do. No, parents are supposed to love you. They're supposed to guide you. They're supposed to protect you. They're not supposed to abuse you. But if that's all you've ever had, then you think that's normal.
And it's so not normal.
If all we've ever had are people in authority over us that misuse us, we don't know what it looks like to have a kind, benevolent, loving leader that cares. We don't know what that looks like. We don't know what that feels like because we haven't had it. I mean, you look at how this country was founded. By people fleeing a king, a structure where you had a ruler that you had the system, serfdom, where you had to work the land in order to pay taxes to the king, or they could throw you in jail. That's the system that the people who founded this country came from. And they wanted to create something different, but you can only do what you know. So we still ended up with the same kind of thing. They left debtors' prison to create another debtor's prison.
Right.
Look at the people that are in jail. Most of it's related to them not having money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though supposedly it's against the law to put people in jail for not having money, most of the people that are serving time are people who didn't have money. They didn't have money to pay a good lawyer, to mount a defense. They didn't have money to live, reason why they were stealing. They didn't have money to pay child support, the reason why they got arrested and put in jail. They didn't have money to pay tickets on their car, speeding tickets, and so they had a warrant for their arrest because they didn't show up to court and they didn't pay the money, so they got in jail. I mean, all these kinds of things that people are in jail for, it all has to do with not having money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we realize that what has been created in our society is the same thing that those people who founded this society left to get away from, but they just recreated the same thing, then we know what we have to do is change this. We can't adjust to it. We can't
acquiesce to it. We have to change it. We have to change it to the way it should be, which needs to be benevolent.
Especially with all that is going on, the attacks against women. And
yes,
we have a woman with us today, Deborah Williams, a West Side woman, who has been doing it for some time. And I just want to tell you a little bit about her before. Well, let me bring her on right now. There she is. Oh, excuse me. Deborah Williams Thurman. I always forget that last name, because when I knew you weren't married, so you're married now. So welcome, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on The Female Solution. And you must be muted, which is okay, because right now, there
yes,
she is. Let me tell you a little bit about this bad sister, awesome sister. She's a lifelong resident of Chicago public school system. She graduated from Prosser Vocational High School and earned an degree in accounting. Lord, I still can't balance my checkbook. That degree in accounting from Northeastern Illinois University. After graduating, she began a career in a nonprofit financial management through positions as staff accountant and local organizations, including Bethel New Life and Centers for New Horizons. You've heard of those. Deborah developed a passion for nonprofit development, and in December 2015, she earned a master's degree in grant writing, management, and evaluations from Concordia University. She now has over two decades of grassroots fundraising and youth development experience. Last but not least, as a devout Christian, Deborah lends her talents to local churches to help develop community-based programming. She is founder and CEO of DW Provision Consulting and Tax Services, where she assists nonprofit organizations with their 990s and other government reporting requirements. Deborah serves on the board of several well-known nonprofits, such as the Austin Coming Together, Project Exploration, and the Leaders Network. She is the Westside Oratory Coach for PUSH, Excel Oratorical Program. Deborah is a longtime member of the Chicago Westside NAACP, where she served as youth counsel for several years and former vice president. She now serves as the chair of Civic Engagement Task Force for the Austin Quality of Life Plan. And in 2018, she received the first inaugural Mildred Wiley Community Fire Award, which was created to commemorate the dedication and the passion of the late Mildred Wiley, a long-term employee of Bethel New Life and lifelong resident of Austin. Excuse me. She is currently employed by Habilitative System as the Community Outreach and Engagement Supervisor. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Deborah Williams, our very own community advocate. Girl, when do you sleep?
Thank you. And yes, I know Naomi from being out at Push Excel.
Yes.
So we met several times, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so thank you, Zelda, for inviting me today, and thank you all, both of you ladies. And on the media. So I'm happy to join you all this morning to add my little tidbits about what's going on currently in the world with all that's going on with the Supreme Court, violence that's going on in our community with this being election season. There's just so much going on right now, and so I'm happy to be here this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Walter Pierce says, good morning. And Deborah Smith says, blessing to you, sister. There's another Deborah. We have a Deborah on our team, Saturdays on the Female Solution. She has a travel show. It's called Travel with Deborah. So all the Deborahs in the house this morning. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, well, that's the topic today. We're talking about preventing violence against women and the missing women. Why is no one concerned about all these women missing? There's a brother, I can't remember, Rabbi Michael something. He's always down in 26 in California protesting about why are these women missing? Why are these women missing? And nobody seems to care. Deborah Smith says, Thank you for your diligent work, Deborah. Thank you. Thank us, as Brother Kwame would say. There is so much violence in this world, and I love what Viata said yesterday and what I included on the blog, too. It's just, there's just so much violence against women, period. But if that is the case, then why are so many other non-women exhibiting the feminine spirit? I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused.
That's a whole other different
conversation.
I have a question for Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah.
Okay.
All right.
That's good to know.
Deborah, okay.
Rewire.
Yeah, rewire the brain. My daughter took me to see the ballet Shin Yong. Beautiful, beautiful exhibit of ballet. But it tells a story. And apparently during communist China, or maybe pre-communist China, when people were allowed to express religious beliefs, they were able to tell the truth of what was happening, but then after the communism came, they were shut down and not allowed to explain what was happening, which basically was often women would be kidnapped and killed to sell their organs. And that, and they actually, during the ballet, they actually did a demonstration of that. You know, it was all done in dance and everything. It was really beautiful. But the story behind it was that this woman had been kidnapped by, you know, those who were hired to do this, you know, kidnap people and kill them so their organs could be sold, because there's a big organ market, global. You know, it's like drugs. It's a global business. And so this was one of the unspoken horrors that were happening in that society. Young, healthy women being killed for their organs. A lot of times they came from poor families, you know, families who didn't have money and influence and couldn't hire somebody to investigate or speak out about it. So I'm seeing a correlation with a lot of the missing women. A lot of them are from poorer families. They don't have political clout to make the police do an investigation. The women are missing and forgotten. So what are your thoughts about this being a part of that whole underground business of organ selling? Because it's been speculated that perhaps this is why this is happening, that that's all part of that black market of taking people who has figured that nobody's going to pursue their disappearance and selling their organs. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, that's one market that may be existing. And then there's also the market of sex trafficking. And so there's just so many reasons. And then women are, since they're saying they're less superior than men, or that women, the men are so strong that takes us and that we can't overtake them. And then there's also the fact that you talked about it earlier. That's all you talked about was poverty. So, yes. So our black people people that's less fortunate than others, they don't have the money to go out and search for their loved ones. I mean, if they had it, they would spend every dime of it going after their loved ones. They just don't have it. They would mortgage their homes. They would do whatever to find their loved ones, but we just don't have it. And so I saw that one time. I had a family member that was missing, and it's all the mama could do was lay up and sleep every night and just pray that she come back. That's all. She didn't have no money to pay nobody. You know, the police, they'll do as much as they can, but after a while, they just stop looking. And so it's really hurtful when you lose a loved one. You know, we got a pastor on the west side that they never have found his niece. And so there's a lot of that going on. And then they were saying in North Lawndale, just girls were just coming up missing, and and nobody was looking for them. So it's a lot of that going on, and it's really, sometimes it touches home like it did with my family. And so we just got to figure out a way to get more people involved. You know, you got to get the neighbor back in neighborhood. We got to, if you see something, say something. None of this is going on right now, and so that's why we're in a situation we are with violence.
You know, so how do we get people involved? What's the remedy? What do we do?
I think it goes all the way back to the government again. They're saying that there's not enough money in witness protection or something like that. There's not enough money to, you know, keep people safe once they do say something. So it's a lot to it. It always goes back to money.
And we know that's not true because they sent a bill.
It always goes back to who's represented us at
right.
the time.
Then they just sent how many billion to Ukraine? But there's
right.
no money for women. There's no money to save the women that bring life to the planet. Mm-hmm. Really?
There's no money to educate our kids properly. There's no money to pay for law enforcement to keep us safe. You know, there's a lack of police officers. There's so many excuses why we're in a situation that we're in today.
So how do we get people involved? What's the steps?
So I think more education, more awareness, more people like Zelda and Naomi getting on
Naima
reaching a lot of people and just letting them know that there's a need. People, you know, get complacent at home and doing what they're doing and taking care of their own families, that they forget that they need to. It takes a village to help other people.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Well, if you just joined in, it is 8:01 here on The Female Solution, and you know what that means. It's time for our next commercial break. We're talking about preventing violence against women and missing women. What is going on and how can we get involved? What can we do about it? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You can join the conversation at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we take a break.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now,
the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
We have that voice you just heard right here with us. That is executive producer Naima Latif of The Female Solution. And she'll be right back. But if you want to join us this morning on the conversation of preventing violence against women, and missing women in Roe versus Wade, Lord have mercy. How can a man who does not bear children even understand the trials and tribulations of femininity, of womanhood, of motherhood? How can you be so cruel when you came from a woman, when you came from the womb of feminine energy? How can you be so hateful to not allow a woman to decide what to do with her body? They're treating us just like we're slaves. You do not have the right to bear a child because I own you, is basically what they're saying. They're comparing us to chattel slavery. So because I own you, whether it's in jail or public housing or in a bad relationship or a bad job, I own you so I can do what I want to do with you. That is not working. So what do we do as a society to prevent the violence against women? We just can't look at this show. Each and every one of us who are hearing and listening and watching has to get involved. We have to make this a personal endeavor. We can't wait on the government because we see that they're not working. They have never worked on our best behalf. They pretend to, but they really don't. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Our guest today is Deborah Williams, community activist. I got to remember to say Deborah, not Deborah, because every time I know a Deborah Cravel, I used to call her Deborah. She's like, no, it's Deborah. And then we have Deborah on Saturdays from 12 until 1 p.m., and she wants Deborah. And then here you come, Deborah, and you want to be called Deborah. It's like, okay, so now I got to rewire my brain this morning. It's kind of early, but I'm working on it. But what can we do as individuals? We got to get involved. How do we get involved?
Well, on this past Saturday, we organized like a protest or like we shut down a gas station where violent fatal carjacking took place. So we all, the NAACP and us, we went there and we discussed with the owners. We had the owner come out and talk to us about what are they going to do. So we got to get the small businesses and the people that where most of the crime is happening, we got to get them and hold them accountable. So we're speaking with the owners of the gas station, they seem to think that with the little cameras they have is they've done their due diligence. But we were saying that why can't you get, if you're going to stay open 24 hours, why can't you get armed security? Why can't you invest more money in security to keep your customers safe 24 hours a day? If you want to be open for business 24 hours, then you need to keep your customers safe for 24 hours. And they were not really receptive to that. They talked about some incident that happened 10 years ago where a armed security guy was murdered or that he murdered someone, but that's just, that was that incident. That was a tragic incident, but we cannot just let our guards down because of that tragic incident. You got to put more guards there. You got to, have some backup plans and put in place.
And what location was this again where you all had the protest on push on Saturday? What location was it?
I was at a gas station in Oak Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things you can do. We have prayer vigil, but we came out there in big numbers. We got to come in numbers. One or two of us crying out, people won't listen. But if we come in numbers, they'll listen. Mm. If we stop their money flow, they'll listen. At first, we were meeting across the street and just talking, and people just steady going in and buying gas and buying whatever they buy from the service station as usual. We're like, oh, no, we have to, you know, stop their cash flow for them to listen. And that way, that's when they started to listen. And so, so we just got to get involved. We got to get our neighbors involved. We got to be more than, like, I can just stay at home and cry and get on these blog posts and do things, but until everybody comes together, we're better with numbers. We can make it more effective. We have more numbers behind us, so get other people involved.
We've got a comment here. Lorene from Georgia says boycott. That's an idea.
That's the term I was using.
Okay. who would you boycott then? Who would be the ones that we target? The places where violence happens and people won't hire security, or where would you boycott?
And also the elected officials' offices.
So you ticket their offices.
Whoever you want to hear, you got to be up in their face with more than just one church. So if we want CTA to step up their game, then we all got to, go to CTA headquarters and let them know that, y'all got to do more.
Okay.
So things like that. So, just yesterday, it's so sad. Just yesterday.
Uh-oh, did you mute yourself?
Did she freeze or?
No.
Sorry. So just like yesterday. For CTA, some guy just walked on the CTA bus on Pulaski and Jackson, walked up there, shot two people, and walked back off the bus. in a broad open daytime at 1:20. So how can this happen? How can this be normal? How can we normalize something like that?
Ooh.
How can, what else could the CTA had done, or what else could the people on the bus had done? It's just tragic. What else could the police do? We need to have some solution, because right now they don't care. There's no time of the day safe. There's no place safe. Once these people target you, there's no place that you're safe in the city of Chicago.
Wow. That's disheartening to hear, because once again, that is fear-based thinking, and it's fear that keeps us trapped in a place that we don't want to be and keep us there longer than we don't want to be there. So how do we circumvent that? Let's take some calls. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Preventing violence against women and missing women. Roe versus Wade. Hi, who's this and where are you calling from? What's your name?
Well, giving all honor to God, first of all, and thanking God for another morning. My name is Neil MacArthur from the south side of Chicago.
Hi,
and
Neil.
I'm sorry.
I said, hi, Neil from Chicago. What was your last name?
MacArthur.
The restaurant, right?
Or at MacArthur's restaurant on the west side, or like Chicago. Hey. I'm like General, exactly.
But, from the west side of me. Made me think about some greens this morning.
I mean, I'm from the south side now, 5525 South Lafayette, right off state.
All right,
where
now.
Robert Taylor ended and the houses began, right off State Street.
Okay.
But Uncle Danny Kenyatta Davis from Arkansas on the west side. I have a lot of family on the west side. So,
They
say, west side is the best side.
All right,
so,
man.
I used to be over in K-Town with the Holy Family. But,
I got Ken folks in
K-Town. Yeah, I used to be at the car wash all the time right there on K-Town.
Okay.
But I used to deliver political stuff. I had all access pass. So I deliver. And speaking of political stuff, I want to give my respect and love to Willie Wilson, Brother Willie Wilson, because my elders in my family who are gone and dead, they knew him. He knew of them when he came to Chicago, businessman. Always been a humanitarian, trying to help his fellow brother and sister.
Yes.
And like Naima opened her comments up with, we need more people like that. We
yes.
need more people like that representing us, because what I can't understand, and I know that this may be a little unpopular with the present company. I'm a male, a heterosexual male, and speaking on the abortion issue is dangerous, especially nowadays. And I thought it was my because I'm Chicago has always been a Democratic city. It's called the Democratic Machine, and I thought my fellow Democrats and fellow liberal people would be more open to what other people and their fellow brothers and sisters thought and their feelings. But it seems like, it's not tolerated. Dissension is not tolerated nowadays. We've
mm-hmm.
become so divided, and the forces have divided us so much. Because speaking of the abortion issue, it was a guy on one of the TV stations. I believe it was Tucker Carlson. He said that the only people he see out there is upper class, college educated white folks on the camera protesting. But why is they always have black people that they put up there as medical director or this? The only time you hear black doctors or any comment on TV from black doctors are they run abortion clinics. And then the sanctity, when we're talking about the sanctity of life, the miraculous thing that comes to a woman, a sperm that you can't see with the naked eye, God puts it under her rib. And 9 months later, it's a beautiful baby, life. She gives life. And then now what I can understand about our system, and especially, I'm going to say it loud, our black people and our black sisters and brothers, we can't protest about the folks that's hungry. We ain't doing nothing about our fellow brothers and sisters about education, like the sister just said, Deborah just said. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't going out protesting. Nothing else going on in our community, the police violence, the brutality. But all of a sudden, we want to get up and fight and protest and for the right to kill a baby and then say that it's taking a woman's right, because she, if she wants to kill her baby, she should be able to do what we should be doing, to provide alternatives. Because that's what Brother Wilson would do. He would provide, he would build some homes, take some of those empty buildings that were mentioned earlier and put some people in and put some, give mothers alternatives. Because people want to adopt babies, people a lot of other things, other alternatives, rather than what's going on. Because a lot of this is really evil, a devil, evil spiritual worship, devil worship, where they're eating these babies, eating these fetuses, eating these placenta, and that's when they talk about body harvesting and taking these women. That's a lot of that's going on, and because they want the life that comes out of you. You give life. The man just provides the seed. The same way you put that seed in the earth and it becomes a plant later on, life, that's
mm-hmm.
you. And life comes from you. And it's a lot of evil. People been trying to figure out how they can take God out of the equation and make life themselves so they can have automobots or robots to do their bidding and do their slave labor, their work. So that's what. So we have to stand up for each other in our neighborhoods and our communities and make life, make it valuable. And make people feel that their lives are valuable, so they won't feel like, well, shit, I ain't got nothing to do. I might as well kill somebody. I might, so these are things. So we need to look at it from that perspective, I think, because I believe it's a miraculous thing that a woman does, and God gave you the ability to take a sperm that we skeet out on the wall and in our hands and whatever, masturbate or do whatever else with it. And then the other thing, too, I want to say this right quick before I end. Teach these girls about natural breast milk, because that's the milk the baby's supposed to be getting, not from Similac, and teach them about natural birth control. Because when you're talking about abortion, that means folks been having a whole bunch of unprotected sex with all these diseases out here and getting pregnant and going to having 3 and 4 abortions. And then by the time they're 35, they womb and everything else is messed up, and they miserable too, because psychological trauma comes with that abortion. When they hook you up to that machine and suck life out of you, when God when your body has put life in you. And it's psychological trauma that goes with that. So those are the things that, and we need the natural birth control system, is take your basal thermometer, take your vaginal temperature or your anal temperature, And in the morning, when you wake up and when the temperature rises, those 7 days that you ovulate, those are the only times you can get pregnant, those 7 days. And that's your sexual prevention, and that's how you plan not to get pregnant. And a lot of these folks with all this hedonism and all this stuff, sex going on and all this stuff going on, unprotected sex, they need to protect themselves and worry about their loins and their reproductive system and worry about themselves, because the ancestors come through you and come through your loins and through your body as a conduit. So,
wow. Thank you for the comments
this morning. And we need more humanitarians.
Yes,
thank you. I'm sorry for interrupting you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's Neil MacArthur from the South Side of Chicago. We love hearing from the men. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you'd like to share your comments this morning on the subject preventing violence against women and this facade that we are being showered with, that women have no rights. We had this conversation yesterday, Naima, at our women's meeting, at our sisters' meeting.
Yes, and it's interesting Brother Neil has a lot more information about how you determine when you are in a state of fertility than a lot of women have. So that lets us know that we really have to take responsibility for understanding the signs of our fertility, knowing our cycle, so that every pregnancy is planned and not accidental or unprepared. And this is part of our empowerment. And Biana spoke at length about that on her show last night, that we have to see that no one has taken our power. We have not assume the power that we have because we have remained ignorant about how our bodies work, and then we haven't taken back our power to control childbirth by having, and she had guests that had birthing centers, having the preparedness so that when our child comes into the world, they're coming into the world peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of ways that we can take back our power and not give it away again to medical institutions, when women used to be the ones that controlled the midwives, you know, birthing centers run by women. Childbirth is not a medical procedure. It's a natural procedure. It happens all the time. And if you allow it, it can be done in your home or in another comfortable place where your child can be brought into the world in a calm, peaceful environment. But the thing that is disturbing a lot of women about the whole Roe v. Wade situation is that there are too many cases of rape or incest where, you know, a family member has impregnated someone or a minor has been impregnated by an older adult who was not intending to father a child. So you have a lot of situations where women are conceiving life and that wasn't their plan or their choice, and so now they're being told you don't have a choice to terminate this pregnancy that you didn't want because you didn't even want the intercourse when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of violence against women, when we are forced or coerced into having sex. You have the date rape drugs. Somebody wakes up after, you know, going somewhere with somebody at a party and someone spikes their drink with a drug, they're unconscious, they wake up and find out their body has been violated while they were unconscious. All of these different situations where women find themselves pregnant after an act of forced sex, and how do we then address that? Because in taking away the option of women to choose not to continue with a pregnancy they didn't plan for, didn't want, and didn't agree to participate in, that's forcing them to keep experiencing that act of violence. So one of the things I guess we need to talk about is how do we prevent rape? How do we change the mindset of men that have been taught, like our guest said, to see women as having no value? That's
mm-hmm.
where a lot of it starts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Changing the mindset of men who've been conditioned to see us as less than human beings, less of worth and less value.
And Deborah, you have worked in corporate and nonprofit. Do you see a difference in the shift? Has there been a shift in thinking, corporate versus nonprofit? Have you noticed that at all?
Yes, only because we forced them to.
Ah.
Only because women have rose above in every career arena. Women have shown that they can handle business just as good or better than men, and so that's why there's been a shift.
Mm.
There's also been a shift, I guess some men are giving us a chance to show our true worth. And again, I want to echo what our co-guest is saying. I want to mess up her name.
Naima
was saying, yes. But again, men must understand that, yes, some parents and some women practice safe sex. They practice family planning. They do what's necessary to prevent unwanted pregnancy. So we do try to prevent the situation from happening as best we can. There are some women that really do try to plan for their family when they're having it. And so we don't want to take that away from or put a label on all women should know how or should practice. Some are doing it. And so those that are not, because of some of the reasons, So that's what the people at the Supreme Court level needs to keep in mind, that not all women are just trying to kill an unwanted child. So that's what I wanted to get expressed. But yeah, women, we're taking over the boardrooms, courtrooms.
Yes.
And so
see, all
we
the judges running, female judges, yes.
Yes, and so with saying that, that's why I try to highlight and promote women, West Side women of wisdom and inspiration. Like every year I honor 25 to 30 women, and you know.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so I've honored, today I've honored, over the last 4 or 5 years, I've honored 100 West Side women of wisdom and inspiration. Giving them all awards, and so I'm going to try to do something with these 100 women. We're going to try to, you know, make a difference in, on the West Side real soon. So keep a lookout for that.
Right, and I'm sure you'll come back on and tell us about it, because we want to hear everything that's happening that influences this nation, especially where women are concerned.
Yes.
And if you're concerned and you're watching online, maybe you might want to jot down what city you're calling from and what your thoughts are. You can leave them on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, if you're watching there. And if you are watching on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HLNTV Show. Oh, and like us and friend us and all that good stuff while you're there.
Yes. And Zelda, real quickly,
mm-hmm.
I would be remiss in not mentioning the company I'm currently working for, Habilitative
mm-hmm.
Systems, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
We are a behavior health organization,
mm-hmm.
and so we help people with mental health, substance use. We also have a women's recovery home,
mm-hmm.
and so we work with women, giving them a second chance, giving them a place to stay, to recover,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And so we have a women's recovery home. We also work
with people to help them with their social determinants of health, like today and tomorrow. We're having a today we're having a job fair, and tomorrow we're having a housing fair. And so once we give people what they need, that keeps them from having mental and you know, resulting to substance use and all of that. And so
I am so glad you said that. I thank you so much for sharing that. I have a girlfriend, sister friend, who has had neck surgery. The screws have come loose, and she is catching natural hell. She was put out of her building by a landlord who just shysted her and her two special need children. I mean, it just has been chaos from day one. Can I please have her call you? And what number would she call?
She can call 773-745-2620. And that is our 24-hour hotline, 773-745-2620.
I want to be sure I got that right. 24-hour hotline for...
You know, I wonder how in the world people do awful things to people and don't feel anything. I mean, I understand, you know, building owners and they need their rent and this and that, but there has to be a higher principle that people follow when it comes to just humanity, you know. And I know it's hard. I mean, I have a lot of friends who own property, and I understand the other side of it. You know, you got to pay the mortgage. You need people who can pay rent in order to pay your bills. But, you know, I don't understand when you know that someone has special needs, children or a health condition or things where you know that you're literally destroying someone's life when you take away their means of residence.
Yes.
There has to be a higher principle that we follow as a human family above and beyond who has money. There has to be. And I think that's one of the things that has to change. Money cannot be the means whereby we decide who gets treated like a human being worthy of respect and who doesn't. The standard has to be that everybody's worthy of respect, and if there's a need that they don't have the means to fulfill, then we have to find ways of helping them fulfill it and not abuse them because they don't have resources, especially when they're going through a health challenge. I can't imagine how someone could justify in their own mind throwing a mother out in the street with children or throwing a person who is disabled out in the street. And I see a lot of folks out in the street in wheelchairs, you know, homeless.
Yeah.
Someone. How do people not let somebody in a wheelchair stay in a place of shelter? How do you not help? I don't understand that.
So some things are not meant to be understood, and that's one of them. 8:32, time for our last commercial break. Stay close. We'll be right back. Preventing Violence Against Women, Missing Women 2, Roe versus Wade, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We'll take your call right after our last break.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And I am Zelda Speaks, your host, and I approve this message. And I am honored to be a part of a humanitarian effort to save Chicago, to save this planet. We need more people like Dr. Willie Wilson, who is currently running for mayor for the city of Chicago. And we need to join him in the effort and become humanitarians ourselves. We don't have to have money. You just have to have a mission. And the mission is to save us, because we're being attacked from all forces. And that's what we're talking about today, preventing violence against women. And before we went to commercial break, you were telling us the difference of what's going on in the community. Deborah, not Deborah, Deborah. I got it right this time. Deborah, did you freeze? Oh, there you are. Okay. And those who are in need of help, you can call the 24-hour hotline for Habilitative Systems at 773-745-2620. You have some wonderful programs there I knew nothing about, so I'm very glad that you came on to share that information here today, Deborah.
Yes. So we have for young children, we also have bullying and violence prevention programs and restorative justice program. We work with substance use, and so we have we got DUIs and all that kind of stuff that you need help with. You can also get in touch with us. So there's a lot of programs, so many programs right now. There's a lot of funding, government funding now to help people through our community, through local nonprofits and organizations. So,
what's the website? Is it habilitativesystems.com or something like that?
It's www.habilitative, so habilitative.org.
Habilitative what?
Just habilitative.org. O-R-G.
Oh, okay. Habilitative.org. Okay, I'm going to put that up there for our viewers to see. You can call that number, but you can always go to the website. Did I spell that right? Habilitative.org. Yes.
Yes. And we also have a triage center that's open 24 hours a day at 4133 West on Madison. So if you're needing somewhere to get calm, a crisis center, or having some homelessness or need help immediately, you don't want to go to the emergency room. That's why it's called Triage Center. That's located at 4133 West on Madison Street.
Okay.
So if you have some kind of emotional distress or something like that, and you need someone to talk to, it's our Triage Center at 4133 West on Madison Street.
Okay. Lorraine Price Henderson from Georgia says, can Deborah please share contact information for those who would like to partner with her? I am a resident of Georgia, but I have many contacts who would love to partner. Okay, thank you, Lorraine. We appreciate that. Yeah, Lorraine used to live right here on the south side of Chicago. I remember you, girl. She has an awesome book, awesome sister, and she's still working from Georgia to help people in Chicago. So thank you so very much for that, Lorraine.
Yes.
We'll agree.
And so my email address is dwilliams@habilitative.org. That's dwilliams@habilitative.org.
Okay.
That's how you can get in touch with me. We'd love to meet new partners in this work.
DWilliams@habilitative.org.
Yes.
All righty. Well, y'all got about 15 minutes to ask questions for Deborah Williams of Habilitative.org because she has to leave and we'll be off the air. So if you got any comments or questions, now is the time. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak and also type your questions in. Is Deborah Smith says, is the Triage Center for men and women and any age? Ooh, good question, Deborah. Thank you for asking that.
Yes. Yes, it's for men, women, and children. And then we also, some people have their children and need somewhere to, so we have like a little playroom to hold your children while you're speaking and getting help. And so.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
For men, women, and children.
Okay.
Family.
Because
the whole family.
Women often have a very hard time. Single mother. Oh, my heart goes out to you. I don't know how you do it. I just don't. With faith and persistence and some help from the family. Somebody.
Yes.
And family's not always biological.
Uh-huh.
It's not always biological. It can be anywhere. It can be from anyone, anywhere. And sometimes even strangers show you more help than your family will. So, you know, we need to get that out of our head. Is it like blood is thicker than water? Mm-mm. Not anymore. Nothing is more important than helping women help other women. And hopefully that's what we hope to get across today. Let's go to the phone line, 706-202. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. Where are you calling from? And what's your name? Is that Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia?
Grand Rising. And assalamu alaikum and greetings to Sister Deborah. And I'm really proud to hear, you know, we say it takes a village to raise a child. And what she's describing on the West Side and her organization is a village. The resources and the people there to help to heal the community or the village. And it's each one that she's offering different methodologies because what's happening is there's an attack on the human beings in this new global shift. And what we're seeing is that they're starting and our communities again because they know the source and the power of what we can create. And they're attempting to eliminate our ability to create. You know, this is why you have Dr. Willie Wilson running for mayor, because for him to be able to step into the city with a philanthropy mindset and being able to give to the community instead of taxing the community is something that is not of the normal. And so we're challenged as a people on this planet, not just here on Turtle Island, on this planet, for this great shifting into this new era. And how we are going to do it is through the women, because every man has a belly button. He comes from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the part for us to be able to recognize that women are the power and the source that we're needing, because she looks at how life comes through her, not the part of man looking at how to destroy life that he doesn't create. So it's a challenge now with the shifting galactically and on this earth is Mother Earth, because that's why it's called Mother Earth. She is the source, and we are the youngest thing on Mother Earth because everything came before us, and we're stewards of this earth, and we're having a problem with our mother because we're attacking her in ways that are not natural to what we see is challenging in how you destroy trees and forests and you destroy water, which is life, with memory and consciousness. We are out of order in this new system that man is attempting to take over the part of being the female guide. No, it's the other way around. The female is the guide. And we, as I say before, if we go back to even giving our children a little lap time instead of laptops, we might have a different outcome of how our children come to be.
Well said. If we give our children a little more lap time, not laptops, that can and will make a difference in the quality of the lives of our children. Oh, well, so well spoken, Baba Kwame Sanhorse. That is powerful information. And when we hear that, that needs to reverberate throughout our whole total being, because until we come to that realization that nothing is going to change unless we change it, we're being attacked from the inside out, not the outside in, from the inside out. It's like exactly
right.
What you're
saying. And that's the four laws of change. And the first law is to change within. This is an inside job, because that which comes from a woman's womb already carries the next generation within it. How do we guide that child? It takes a village to raise a child. So what we're needing to look at is how have we allowed someone else to take the responsibility to know better about a woman's body than another woman?
Thank you. That's what Naima and Viata were discussing yesterday on the on our weekly sister call. You are right on target. I want you to hold on, Baba Kwame. Don't go anywhere. We've got a few more calls because we've only got a few minutes before we're off the air here. We want to get a couple of calls. 872-901, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment?
Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago, South Shore area. God is good. We're all still here. I was just thinking about the Pride Parade and the setting, the place in society that they have formed in such a big manner. And I wondered, how can they step over us? We're still struggling for our justice and our rights, and we're still not getting it. So the Pride Parade, they can step over us, and when have we ever had a parade like that? Now, and I also want to say I agree with what the speaker just before me, Kwame Horst, I believe, said about the women. I believe that's why so many women have been kidnapped, and they can't find them, because they're out here trying to figure out how they can make a baby. That's what's going on. And they're taking the bodies of these women, experimenting. So, I mean, that's my thought about this whole situation. It's crazy. The whole system is crazy. It needs to be revamped, I think. Okay, thank you all so much for this time. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for calling, for sharing that. Lois from Chicago. Let's get one more call in here. 312-671. Grand Rising, you're live on the air on the Female Solution. And what's your comment or question as it relates to preventing violence against women? And yourself?
We on Yashalom. Who are we? Don't die. We multiply. Black power forever, and black is beautiful, especially when we save the women by stopping the violence. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. And we all about the Harold Washington Foundation and president of the People's March Incorporation and PlumpFoundation.org. We are totally against any and all violence, especially to our females. The black man must first and last and foremost marry the black woman, and he must save and protect the black woman by any and all means necessary. As long as he as a man would be successful and save his children, there should, according to the word of God, is thou shalt not kill. So let's keep it real. We are against all violence. whether that's violence to the a woman, or violence to the children, or violence to any black person as a specialty, because the black woman is really the mother of the civilization, the mother of the earth, and she is a goddess in the universe. So
You are right on target, Minister Robert Plump from Chicago. That's what we're talking about, preventing violence against women, Roe versus Wade, and how that has everybody all up in an uproar. And I just loved our conversation that I had yesterday with my sisters. It's like we are changing the landscape of the information that we are experiencing.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's important for us not to ever feel powerless or feel that we are at the mercy of someone. Beata was talking about us removing the victimhood from our mind, always feeling that we don't have the power to overcome and we don't have the power to control, because we do. We have the power to define our worth, and we have the power to choose when we're going to engage in the act of intimacy that will allow us to have a child. We have the power to choose not to engage in that act. We have the power to raise sons and daughters to have the right kind of respect for their own bodies and the bodies of others. Because we are the mothers, we have the power to shape the society and to shape the values of the society by the way we treat our children and by the way we demonstrate the way to treat others. So the power really is in our hands. And our responsibility is to raise the next generation with higher values and higher principles so that they can create a world where people can live together in peace. This is what we say on the Female Solution every day. We have the power to transform this world.
But could I say something to that, Naima?
Go right ahead.
Yes, and the key word is power. Dr. Wade Noble, psychologist out of Oakland, California, defines and says, power is the ability to define someone's reality to make them to believe that which is not their own.
Mm-hmm. And we believe whatever they tell us, radio.
And what is our reality? What do we know besides going back from 1619 and 1492? We have a whole civilization that was given to the world that was created by people that look like us.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we have become lesser than we were in the beginning? And so defining one's reality and giving them a miseducation, as Carter G. Woodson put it,
mm-hmm.
is the challenge that we have in be able to, how do we define ourselves as human beings and the first human beings of Mother Earth.
Mm.
So these are the keys in Wayne saying, know thyself. Because if you know you and you know your creator, then you know the greatness that's within you. In us is the unifying spirit of the creator. How do we use that power of creator? Because Rumi says everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself?
When will we learn? You want to have a closing thought on that, Deborah? Because we're about to go off here, and before we do, we want you to speak on that, Deborah from Habilitative. Am I saying that right? Habilitative.org.
Habilitative.org, yes.
You want to give us closing thoughts, Deborah?
When will we learn? That is a great question.
And
when will we see what's going on in this world? When will we come together? That's the thing. When will we come together? When will we start working together?
Your volume just got really low.
When will we start being neighbors again? When will we start working together?
Well, we are working together. We are doing it. We're doing it right now.
No.
We as a people need to work together a lot more.
Yes, we do. I agree.
We need to be our brothers and sisters' keeper again. So that is a quick, good question. Like, when will we learn? When will we come back together? So that's all I can say is we got to get connected. We got to work together. We got to help one another. We have to be our own solution. So that is my thing, make sure that we are helping each other. We are providing the information that we know. Like for churches, they don't need to wait on some help from the government to do what they can to help the community. They have the people power. They have spirituality. They have the Bible, and we can help ourselves. So I'm just saying that we would need to start helping ourselves more and don't wait on the government.
Amen. We have to do it ourselves. Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today, Deborah Williams Thurman from habilitative.org. And if you want to contact her, this is her email address, dwilliams@habilitative.org. And you can also go to the 24-hour hotline, 773-745-2620. I want to thank you, Deborah, for joining us this morning and for continuing to doing the work that you do in the community and the communities in which you serve. Thank you. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. Stay on purpose, stay in power, and we will see you next time on The Female Solution. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
As Naima gives us a closing thought, we got 60 seconds here.
We know that the way to create reality is to speak things into existence as if they were. So let us take that thought and make it an affirmative. We are working together to make the change we want to see. We are in harmony. We are powerful. We are creating the world that we want to live in. We are doing it right now.
So let's keep doing it together as we close with our international thank you.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Organization, it's available, and more is at higherlearningnetwork.org. So
welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And you can always go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, for more information. 24 hours hotline, it's available to you. And I just had to share that with you because people are, I'm always looking for ways to increase the probability of funding for this nonprofit organization, Higher Learning Network, and that's one of the ways in which I found, because we used to be vendors on Amazon.com, and we made money there, but we wanted to do something different where everyone makes money in the transaction, and that's the difference between Amazon and QuickClick or eBay and Etsy and all. You know, when you order something, somebody on the other end gets paid. You don't benefit from it. So if you want, I thought that was different. It's like I ain't never heard of that before. So I just had to share that with you. So the last thing I'm going to share with you, because tomorrow is voting day, and if we want something different, we got to do something different. And I got to leave you with this, because we have all got to follow in the footsteps of Dr. Willie Wilson, the humanitarian, because he is the one who has our back, not the government.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. And I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And picture into it to our church. I have to show that to you. We work hard on that intro. And the Higher Learning Network TV show airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays. The show airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 in Chicago, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And also on the World Wide Web is my YouTube. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My blog. I'm so used to saying YouTube. This is one of the ways that we help the homeless. And for our Global Teen Talent Contest. And these are the T-shirts that we have available. Excuse me. Tax-deductible donations. Where can you get a T-shirt at and take a selfie and practice the affirmation at the same time? Nowhere. But right here on the Higher Learning Network. So check out my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And look at the list of T-shirts there that help reinforce the thoughts that you need to have in your head on a daily basis, because all this chaos out here is consuming us. So let us inhale together. Inhale wealth. Exhale debt. And remember, you got to meditate to activate. These are all the T-shirts. All the information is right there on the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. As I leave you with last but not least, is the promo for the Female Solution, which, just in case you didn't see it and you don't know what's on tomorrow, that will be Jody Susan of, excuse me, Susan Essentials. And so here you can check it out for yourself. And thank you so much for joining, watching, and sharing this information, because we can't do it without you. Okay? So thank you for all of you who hung in here with us today. And share this good news, because, honey, only us can do it. So let's do it. Let's make it happen, because it's what we do, right? All right. So let's do it. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata.